This is music from the Three Coens. Welcome to The Checkout from WBGO. I'm Josh Jackson. Anat, Avishai, and Yuval are the Three Coens, a tight-knit family band about to perform on a tightrope, a daring musical balancing act with only their three horns in our performance studio. Lean in for an intimate musical exchange, a dialogue with Parisian pianist Laurent Koch and his trio. But first, Koch's longtime friend, another pianist, Bruce Barth, paying tribute to him with saxophonist Steve Wilson. You're listening to The Checkout. I'm Josh Jackson. Thanks for checking in. Bruce Barth, Steve Wilson, thank you both so much for joining us here on The Checkout.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks for having us, Josh.
What part of your relationship has gotten stronger over the course of this 20-plus year? You know, like, what's easy now? Like, what do you not have to think about that you thought about so long ago?
It's really easy, man. I mean, it's got, I think, easier as we've gone along because we're so familiar with each other musically and personally, and we know our likes and dislikes or preferences, and we just flow, you know. The beauty in it is that we don't have to think about it so much. We can just decide on the spot what to play, and it's like, you know, like that old house slipper, old shoe. You just know it's going to feel good. You know, the minute you slip it on, and no matter which room you're in, it's going to feel very comfortable. So it really has gotten easier for both of us. And I think, well, my philosophy is, I think as we get older, you know, we let go of agendas. And, you know, so it just becomes a very natural, organic process.
I think that's a great point about letting go of agendas. And I've always tried to play that way, in, really in terms of just approaching a tune, approaching a solo. Try not to have a preconception of, I want to get to this, or I want this to happen. That's a different way of thinking. That can be great for some players, so I'm not knocking it. But I think for both Steve and myself, it's been more an approach of just be in the moment, listen, see what happens. And that's why, as Duke Ellington used to say, the element of surprise, you know. You never know what's going to happen. Steve's constantly surprising me. That's what's so great. That's what jazz is about for me. It's maybe a tune we've played several times, but you never know what's going to happen.
Bruce, if you would tell me about LC, who is that?
Oh, Laurent Koch is a very close friend. I met him originally. He came to New York to study and to play, to jam, to meet with musicians. This is actually probably a good 18 years ago. I met Laurent. We became close friends. And he's one of my favorite pianists and composers. He's from Paris. He's from outside of more in the south of France, but he's been living in Paris for several years. And recent years, he's had several groups, several recordings as a leader. And recently, he's been collaborating with Miguel Zenon. There was a cultural exchange between American, U.S., and French musicians. So the piece is a bit of a tribute to Laurent as a composer. And it's maybe just the coloristic and very... His music for me is very, it's always evocative. It always paints a picture.
Thank you. LC, a tune dedicated to the Parisian pianist Laurent Koch, written and performed by Bruce Barth with saxophonist Steve Wilson. This music was recorded by Michael Downs, assisted by David Tallickson, in our performance studio. Coming up next, you'll discover why Bruce Barth was so inspired to write a song to honor his friend, Laurent Koch, share some of his incredible compositions with his trio. They join Simon Rentner in WBGO's performance studio. This is The Checkout. I'm Josh Jackson.
Simon Rentner here with The Checkout. Welcome, Laurent Koch.
Thank you, Simon, for having us.
And Ralph Lavital on
Thank
guitar.
Thank you, Simon. Nice to meet you, Simon. Salut.
So, Laurent, the dialogue that we are about to hear is pretty serious, slightly melancholic. What's the dialogue that we're about to hear?
It's a musical dialogue. It's a very intimate dialogue, and being able to improvise with musicians where you feel close to, where with whom music is flowing very easily, is a privilege. It's the reason why we're doing what we do. You know, jazz allows us to be right in the moment and to experience that amazing feeling of getting together and taking a path that we've never taken before, you know. So dialogue is very, actually, it's a very deep experience. And, of course, it reflects on what it is to live together and what it is to experience the present, the present moment.
pianist Laurent Koch joins us at WBGO's performance studio. Ralph Lavital is here with Koch, and they are celebrating the record Dialogue from Sunnyside. Laurent, this is your 10th album in the making. Something modeled after Jim Hall and Bill Evans?
This is a very strong reference for us. I've always wanted to explore this instrumentation of piano and guitar. It's funny you mention this because we play a tune called Sake Alley. Nicolas Pelage wrote the lyrics of this tune, and Sake Alley basically means it's going to be all right. And it's a little bit inspired chord-wise, the changes are a little bit inspired by Turn Out the Stars, the Bill Evans composition. Only it's like I've taken the composition from the end on backwards to the beginning, and I've tried to get inspired by the chords, like put it upside down. So,
oh, that's fascinating. Let's listen to both a little section of the Bill Evans Jim Hall, followed up with Laurent Koch.
Spalding, C'est pas jaloux qui mange assez la terre pour faire la gêne. Yo, pas qu'à voyer le wash, et moi, pas qu'à voter.
Laurent Koch, the pianist from Paris, joins us here in WBGO studio. I'm Simon Renner. I welcome him and his trio to the checkout. Laurent, you have become a little known in the French jazz community for taking a stand for jazz musicians by launching your blog. And you've also spent considerable time here in New York City. As many of us know who work here in the New York City area and see all the musicians toil to make a living, can you sort of shed light on the similarities and differences of being a jazz musician in Paris versus New York?
It's a very interesting question, and it's a vast topic I could go on for hours. Paris is probably one of the biggest jazz city in Europe, you know. And the thing about Europe is that I could easily say we have a better social system. We have a system that allow musicians, if they've worked a certain amount of gigs per year, to get a monthly sort of salary, you know, when they're not working. And the idea is to ensure an artist enough income to work at home, because we know it takes a lot of practice and time by yourself. But the thing you have to know is that every time you work, you play a gig, a certain amount of the money that the gig creates goes to this system, you know. That's how it's funded. But still, it's losing money every year. You know, it's a problem. It's like social security. It's losing money every year.
So when you sat down with the Ministry of Culture, yes, Frédéric, yes, Mitterrand, what did you say?
We said, you've encouraged many schools to be created over the past 20 years. So now we have a situation where we have 10 times more musicians than 20 years ago. We've gone from 500 average of professional musicians in France in the 80s to 5,000 today. And we have less venues and we have almost no labels anymore. So we need to find ways to have these young musicians be able to play. For instance, something super simple as to create like opening acts for every concerts in big, you know, rooms and allow young musicians who've graduated from all these schools to, you know, present their work. I think the main problem today is that we have an amazing music that is still very alive. We're going through a golden age. People are always referring to the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. Today is golden age for jazz. And that's really sad because most of the people are not aware of this because there's a lack, there's a shortage of visibility for this music. TV doesn't broadcast jazz. Most of the jazz radios now, they play like smooth jazz or jazzy stuff. But you know what I'm saying? It's getting harder and harder, and especially in France, you know. We don't have a WBGO in France. That's the thing.
You say we're in a golden age of jazz and we don't really know it. Who are your golden players of this music right now?
Oh, there's so many. I want to mention two amazing piano players who just passed recently. I'm thinking of Mulgrew Miller, of course. And also I'm thinking of Hank Jones. Let me add Bruce Barth. Here's the perfect example of what New York can produce. You know, Bruce Barth is one of the greatest musicians in the city, and I'm sure you ask people in the streets if they know about him. They won't, you know. And that's pretty sad. There's something here that's definitely wrong. And him and thousands of others, you know. You could go in any jazz clubs tonight in New York and find, like, amazing music.
We'll leave it at that. Amazing music by Laurent Koch and his trio.
Sobre yoga, danser, chanter, singer. danser, chanter, singer.
Moins tout content, I want to be happy, pianist Laurent Koch and guitarist Ralph Lavital with singer Nicolas Pelage. Coming up next, a musical balancing act by the Three Coens in our performance studio. This is The Checkout. I'm Josh Jackson.
I'm Simon Rettner here with The Checkout. I'm joined by the Three Coens, one of the greatest working family bands probably on the jazz scene today. You guys have now released your fourth record, Tightrope, under your own label, Anzik. And how industrious of all three of you. So now that you've opened this can of worms of being a family band, you're probably destined to be together for the rest of your life doing these gigs. You realize that, right?
We hope so. We do realize that, yeah. Hanging out on stage is as much fun, if not even more fun, than just hanging out doing anything else. So we hope to just find ourselves together on stage as often as possible.
So the record is called Tightrope. When does the tightrope become too taut? Or does it ever snap? Or is it a little loose on certain nights?
The more we play together, our playing becomes looser. It's just very different. You know, it never sounds the same. Every night is something else.
Anat Cohen plays saxophone and clarinet. Avishai Cohen on trumpet. Yuval Cohen on soprano saxophone make up the Three Coens. Why don't we start off with Indiana?
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
Indiana here with the Three Coens on the checkout. So tell me, you're talking about playing on a tightrope, second line playing, contrapuntal playing. What helps you more, learning the music of New Orleans, falling in love with that and studying that music, or just being a family and understanding, sort of anticipating where each of you will go next?
I say being a family, it's almost equal, but it's two different elements. I think being a family, knowing each other, because we grew up practicing together and going to the same conservatories and same bands and really sharing a lot of music together. We know each other musically, we know where we're coming from. But, you know, the love for the music of New Orleans and the love for jazz, I mean, this is really important. As much as love for any music we play together, that we share in common, that, you know, it's language. The language of jazz is bringing us together as much as being siblings.
I also think you can't really, it's definitely not a question of what made more of an impact. It's two different things completely. The fact that we're siblings definitely brings a special thing to our music that no one else can do. We cannot sub anyone in the band. Of course, we can bring a different soprano player, but it just wouldn't be the same thing. The love for the New Orleans music is just one part of our musical history. We were lucky to have that element in our childhood. At the same time, we went on, we all practicing from the Omnibook, playing Charlie Parker. So progress, I mean, the New Orleans was just one thing, you know, bebop, hard bop. We all played klezmer, Israeli music in our background. I don't think anything was more than the other.
This must be a completely nostalgic experience. Do you just get warm feelings of your childhood when you get back together and play some of these tunes, specifically this lullaby we're about to hear?
Yeah, well, I'd say that when we play, it's just this strong feeling of warmth and that we trust each other and it's great to be together. But I think we, all three of us, we like to take the challenge too. So it's not like, oh yeah, let's be so nostalgic and like go to a familiar place in the music. We try to make it fresh and to take chances. But being the three of us together, that's the nostalgic part, that it's very relaxed in that aspect.
Thank you. How did your mother sing this tune? Can someone give us an example? Avishai, how did your mom sing this tune?
Well, funny, because I sing it now to my kids.
I used to sing it when I was 2 years old.
In Yiddish.
In Yiddish.
Schluff, schluff, mein Teil, Ingele, mach schon, zieh dein Koscher, Ingele. Schluff, schluff, in der Gitte, schluff. Eile, luli, 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 luli.
Well, I think after this singing, you're going to get a lot of new listeners from unexpected regions of Brooklyn.
What does this lullaby mean?
Yeah, what does it mean?
Means sleep, sleep, my dear boy.
There's an angel watching you.
Sleep tight. That's basically the message.
Now you guys reharmonize it a little bit. There's a little kind of eeriness in the chords, especially at the beginning. Was that intentional?
Every time we play it differently, but we just wanted to play it in a different way than the original, just to make something else with it.
Three Coens here on the checkout. I'm happy to have them here, and they have the record that we are celebrating called Tightrope, the fourth album on Anzik, and you can find it on their website, anzikstore.com.
Or our website, right, which is threecoens.com.
threecoens.com. Well, I'm giving you a challenge. I'm going to allow you to step into the shoes of one of your siblings, and you're going to give us a improvisation, or what you call a conversation. You have many of them on this album, but here's a conversation with you imitating or paying tribute to the style of the person next to you. So, Anat Cohen, you're going to imitate your brother, Avishai Cohen, yes?
Sure. I'll be Avishai.
I'll be Yuval.
And I'll be Anat.
Yeah. Should we switch instruments too? It'd be horrible.
Okay, let's hit it.
Wow.
It's a difficult task. For the longest time, when I listen to Avishai playing, I basically see geometric shapes, triangles and ups and downs, really like kind of extreme shapes. It's usually not like one line going up and then one line going up, down. It's like very involved. Something like a... I don't know, I can't do it. You know, it's also as a trumpet player, it's not very common. You would hear people usually playing one line going up, and, you know, he's pretty good, this guy.
So let's hear another improvisation, a conversation.
All right.
Thank you.
It was interesting because we were just talking, Yuval and I, and Avishai chose to stay out of it, which sometimes it's better to stay out of your siblings' conversation. That was kind of cool, Avishai.
Thank you.
Sometimes it happens like this on stage. With like full house of people, and we just like
we
get into
such
situation. It's ridiculous and it's really difficult to get out of it.
But that's part of the joy of the ensemble, I think, right? That's
contagious.
That's
contagious. It doesn't happen
energy.
In other ensembles. It cannot happen in regular bands, you know.
Is there a dominant personality among the three of you?
No.
Ouch!
Listen, you caught us in a very weird day. I don't know what's going on.
But it was funny.
No.
Tightrope is the name of the recording, and it isn't just the three of you. You actually have some other esteemed guests with you, Fred Hirsch on piano, Christian McBride, and Jonathan Blake on drums. In fact, we're going to go out with a piece that you did with Fred Hirsch.
Oh, nice.
Song Without Words.
Song Without Words, number 4, The Three Coens, with pianist Fred Hirsch from their recording Tightrope. All of the other material, including this tune, Blueport, is recorded by Jeremy Sterone. Check out all of our programs online. Check out jazz.org. Download us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Checkout Jazz. The producer is Simon Rentner, and he's also on Twitter at Simon Rentner. Thanks also to our intern, Joyce Kwan. The Checkout is a production of WBGO, Newark. I'm Josh Jackson. Thanks for listening.